Rates are on that roller coaster, Rich. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It is Today in Mortgage. And Rich, we are back on that roller coaster, like I said. Tell me what's going on.
I mean, you know, feeling good, then you're feeling bad. Then you're feeling good, then you're feeling bad.
Tell you what.
It's just, you know, listen, if we followed this just, well, like I do on a daily basis, it is an emotional roller coaster because you just think like things are getting better and then they don't. You know, overall, things are actually getting better. It just doesn't feel like it.
Let's dig into that, Rich. So we pulled an article. I mean, there's going to be a million out there, obviously. This one is from The Hill. It says mortgage rates hit highest level since November after hot inflation report. So, Rich, obviously, it's in the title there. We're talking about the inflation report. That's the reason rates went up yesterday. Tell me about the report.
Yeah, I mean, it's just still hot out there. You know, it came in, you know, hotter than expected, which is never a good thing. You know, I think it caught people on their heels a little bit. And so we got a lot of knee-jerk reaction. I mean, just in rate pricing yesterday, we got 88 basis points worse. And just to put that into a dollar figure, on a $500,000 loan, that's $4,400 in borrowing costs. So to keep the same rate that you had the day before. So it's expensive. These kind of moves.
Yeah. And you said it is hot and hotter than we expected. And it's hotter than it was last month. It's trending in the wrong direction, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what's interesting, Rich? Again, and I heard this on Marketplace Report yesterday, a lot of that inflation has to do with housing. And so that inflation due to housing is happening in part because of high interest rates, obviously because of low inventory as well. You know, the idea is that interest rates are high, competition will decrease, and people will buy less homes. But people are buying less homes, but all those houses are still cost more because it's such an inventory problem because people are not selling their homes.
Right.
And that raises the shelter cost that is factored into the inflation reports. So, man, it really just feels like a chicken or the egg thing. And so, you know, obviously it's we're not in control, but it's an interesting thought experiment to know what happened. Like, hey, if we just cut rates and got the housing market back to a little bit of normal, allowed builders to build more homes because there's low interest rates, would that solve the problem? That's not a solution that the Fed's likely to consider. But in my mind, you know, what's happening is not working for the inflation, obviously. So I don't know. It's wild, Rich. It's wild.
Well, listen, we know what we feel, right? When we go to the grocery stores, when we're just dealing with interest rates with our borrowers all day, we know what's out there. We know that it's not sustainable. Mm. It's the market will work itself out. It's just not happening as fast as we would like it to. You know, we didn't get here quickly, you know, so we're not going to get out of this quickly. The big issue with inventory, that's not going to be fixed for a long time.
Right.
Our older homeowners are staying in their homes longer. Our younger homeowners, you know, they don't want to move because they got 2.75 interest rates. So it's just this thing. Until we build a lot more homes, really, we're going to be in this situation. I mean, it's a great thing for a homeowner. If you own a home today, you're just appreciating every year, 5% last year. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's just hard for new homeowners or people who want to move up. It's super hard today.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing. And obviously, again, we're not in charge. We've not got calling the shots for the Fed, but at some point there seems to have to be a reckoning with this idea that, okay, we will have to push down inflation, but a lot of this inflation is coming from housing. And like you just said, that's not going to get fixed until there's an inventory fix. And builders don't want to build too many homes right now because it costs a lot of money to borrow money. It is just a conundrum. And so it'd be interesting to see policy change. Maybe it's something that it's just some way to incentivize building a lot more homes a lot faster to get that inventory up to lower the cost of housing. Who knows? I don't know. I don't have the answers, but it is super interesting to look at and hard to see a way out in the way that they want to accomplish it.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy ideas floating out there. Maybe we'll spend an episode on the hedge fund, you know, solution, you know, because hedge funds own a lot of homes around the nation. And so the current administration is proposing something kind of crazy, but we'll save that for later. But it's interesting to try what the administration is thinking is that we got to free up some of these homes. Investors own a ton of homes. We got to get those out because you can't build it fast enough. So I don't agree with what they're talking about, but you know, it would put a lot of homes on the streets for first time home buyers.
I think there's a lot of ideas floating out there because it is a big problem, and we feel like we're kind of stuck and sliding back into inflation numbers like we saw in this report that we really don't want to be in. So, no. Rich, you know, I don't know if we're going to solve the world's problems here on this show, but it is interesting to talk about. And there are, you know, good signs in the market. You know, obviously this is going to change things moving forward, but up to this point in the year, I think we have talked about it already. People are getting more used to these rates. People have to move. People are relinquishing that rate fear. And there has been, you know, an upswing in applications and that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if home buyers can kind of stomach this change and how on top of the news they're going to be on this. But I don't know. What's your feel on that, Rich?
I still think it's a great opportunity to be a homeowner. You know, get out there, learn about all your bond and DPA options in your state or you're in your city. Talk to a trusted mortgage advisor that's going to be able to show you all that, those options, because, you know, there are some really good opportunities, some bond and deep and down payment assistance programs for the first time homebuyers to help them through this time. So again, it's the best place to invest real estate. So get out there and get after it.
That's right, Rich. And if you are a loan professional out there, the importance of being an expert on all these options for your buyers and for your borrowers is super important right now. And so that's what we're focusing on. That's what Rich has been coaching our people on. And if you're interested in learning more about what that coaching looks like and how to be a part of the best network in mortgages, click the Grow link below. We'll get you all the information you need to know about that. So Rich, again, we're not going to solve all the problems today, but man, it has been a good piece of therapy for me to talk to you about this. And I hope that everybody out there watching and listening is getting a little bit smarter with this and understanding that the market's changing always. And so we got to get in front of it. We got to learn about these things, and we got to make sure that we're able to communicate them well and communicate value to our borrowers and our buyers, So thanks a lot, Rich, for spending time with me on this today. Anything else you want to add on this?
Hey man, just keep getting after it. You know, we're getting through this. You know, we're already seeing the green shoots that I've mentioned so many times. Those aren't going away. So just keep getting after it. If you're a homeowner, you're struggling, you're trying to figure out what's going on, just talk to a trusted mortgage advisor that's going to give you the right advice for a purchase mortgage that's best for you today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for putting that in perspective, Rich. Thank you everyone out there for watching and listening. And until next time, we'll see you on Today in Mortgages. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.